diamonds just to see your face again. Yes, I know why they're ringing. They're ringing out for me.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Whoa. Bud was on and Marty said, Bud Honey, yes, Bud Honey, Bud Honey, if you wanna stay here with me, I was clean as a screen and so hard pressed. I called the woman that I loved best. I finally got my baby by the half past three. She said, I'd like to know what you want with me.
Yeah, and so it ends for Clyde McFatter, rags to riches to rags again. With Money Honey, the Drifters. We heard the Drifters, Clyde McFatter with Don't Dog Me and What You Gonna Do. And then Clyde McFatter with the Dominoes with the amazing Bells and Do Something For Me and Have Mercy Baby. Anyways, what's going on there, El Bruce?
Not a whole lot.
Should we go into our news report?
Yeah, I guess. What's up in the world?
This is WFMU East Orange, WFMU Canoes. There's a couple of good things here. This is the New York Post. Without a doubt, the best way to get your news if you really want to keep a sense of humor about things.
There's that Bill Silver's...
Right, Sergeant Bilko on the Lama in Tibet. Let's bring down the natives a little bit here. A Chinese soldier in Tibet who tried to tear off a British woman's Sergeant Bilko t-shirt has become the first known case of someone mistaking Phil Silvers for Dalai Lama. Right. Chris Tate, 25, told British newspapers that a large crowd of Tibetans apparently agreed about a likeness between the late American comedian and Tibet's exiled god, King. Tate said she was on vacation in the town of Gangsti when a soldier noticed the t-shirt of the character Silvers played in the 1950s television series. He tried to rip the t-shirt off of her, then a crowd of Tibetans gathered, pointed to it, chanting, Dalai Lama. The tourist said she wrenched free, crossed her arms, and fled. Silvers was bald, and Dalai Lama had his head shaven. Hey, what can you say, folks?
Yippee, man.
Let's hear it for the Bilko. Woody Allen is in the news here. I hate Woody Allen. Boy, do I hate Woody Allen. You know, I was in a cab the other day trying to get uptown and just going up to, like, 43rd Street to High Times to demand a raise for all the hate mail I've gotten. And the whole east side of Manhattan was blocked off so Mr. Allen could, you know, film some scene in his new movie about two people headed to their psychiatrist's office, I'm sure.
The mayor's office are like his suck slaves, man. What do you think of the whole city when he shoots?
But it seems that the Wood here, he did a little interview for British TV, and he doesn't want it shown in America because he thinks American culture is not quite the high caliber that Woody likes to maintain.
Bummer. He's obviously not seen Married with Children.
Yeah, not to mention...
Or A Current Affair.
Or heard a Howl and Wolf record.
Yeah.
But, you know, sitting in a cab waiting for this jerk to finish his set, you know, in a bunch of traffic really makes me want to... Oh, never mind. The sound of Woody Allen dying. Anyway, what do we got up here next? Everybody all woken up. You know, it's the last good day of surfing, so we probably have very few listeners. We can pretty much do whatever the hell we want. But we're gonna wake everybody up a little bit more. Then we'll go into the high volume thing, State of the Vibe, Blues Hangover, all that junk. We got a little Screaming Joe Neal.
What you want and do? I tell me, pretty baby, what's wrong with you? Tell me, pretty baby, tell me what you gonna do. Tell me, pretty baby, tell me what's wrong with you.
Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb. Well, Dan, you was a real cool cat, they say. Well, Dan, you was a real cool cat, they say. He did the mamba with the other cats, ole, ole. Hey, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb, 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 it's a big loud noise. Your ear, boys, it's gone, the hydrogen bomb, bomb. Solid booby bee. Bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. Bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. It's a big loud noise and here it goes. Bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb. Someday they say, well, judgment day will come someday, they say, and when it does, we'll all be rocked away. Hey, bomb, bomb, hydrogen bomb, 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 hydrogen bomb, it's a big loud noise in your ear gone. Bomb, bomb, the hydrogen bomb.
This is a hit!
That you're my girl when we fly through the sky and go out of this world. Well, we rip it and we'll dip it
on the rocket to the moon.
We'll rip it and we'll dip it
on the rocket to the moon.
We'll flip it and we'll whip it
on the rocket to the moon.
We'll ride and glide and feel so satisfied. On the trip we'll be soon on my rocket to the moon.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
Bunch of dead air with that was Moon Mulligan and Rocket to the Moon. We were Piano Red with Rock Me. Goes out to Steve Hager who gave me that record. Charles Cuive with Do You Want to Jump? Al Rex with a little hydrogen bomb action. Opened up with Screaming Joe Neal, Tell Me Pretty Baby. This is the Hound, this is WFMU. Everybody's out enjoying the weather. We're here blasting records, recovering from a Friday the 13th traumatization. Did you have a bad Friday the 13th?
Yeah, it didn't really work out too well, that's for sure.
No? Yeah, mine never works out well. It's even worse when Friday the 13th comes on a full moon.
Was that what it was last night?
No.
I didn't see anybody, like, getting beaten up or bleeding. That's usually the full moon tip-off.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a full moon. It was just a weird night. Anyways, what do we got? We got anything else to announce? No. Makes my job all that much easier. Anyhow, we're going to go in a little volume thing. You know, sometimes I get the impression that some of the folks out there who like the old stuff don't go for the volume experience. But it's all the same junk. It's all 145. Yeah. You know, this is what I grew up with. This is my quote-unquote roots music.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so why don't you all like try and like, you know, share in the roots experience with the
hand? What you have to do is turn the stereo up to 11. Yeah. And your ears should just be screaming with a ringing, screaming noise when it's over.
Put the TV between channels so you get like the video equivalent, all
right? Right. And we're going, we got this new thing here. This is a Stooges. Doesn't look like a bootleg. It looks like it might be a real record. It's kind of...
From New Rose, is it?
From New Rose. It's a brand new album of Stooges rehearsals. And since there are very few Stooges albums available, this is a good one.
The Stooges did rehearse very rarely.
Yeah. And there's some truly sleazy pictures of the Stooges looking like they're taking a lot of drugs. And here we go with a little number called Rubber Legs.
Rubber Legs.
stupid girl. You really got a lot to learn. Start living again. Forget about when you were in. You're such a stupid girl. You're such a beautiful fish, flopping on the summer sand, looking for the wave you missed when another one is close at hand. You're such a stupid girl. You're such a stupid girl. You in Mercedes Benz, practicing self-defense. You got a pretty good, I guess. I couldn't see your eyes. You're really a stupid girl.
Yeah, Hound Deer. Echo Man. Thank you. Homeboy Graham Parsons from my home state of Florida with Sin City. We heard the Stones with a live Rip This Joint from a bootleg. I like bootlegs because nobody makes money off them.
Except Scott.
The guy who does the bootleg. Flamin' Groovy is with Dr. Boogie and Neil Young with The Very Hateful Stupid Girl. Stooges with Rubber Legs. You hear that? You hear that, folks? That means it's time for the State of the Vibe Report. Vibes. Hello. Roscoe, you there?
Yo, there.
Roscoe.
Hey, Roscoe.
You might not be able to hear this, but we have a backing for you this week. You hear that? Vibes.
I don't really hear it, but as long as it isn't like tubular bells or anything like that.
No, no, it's Lionel Hampton.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Lionel Hampton.
So,
those guys were grinding their teeth 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Il Bruce?
Il Bruce. Hey, Roscoe. How's it going out there, man?
Oh, we've just been doing some heavy-duty rock action.
Uh-huh. What up in the show-me state? You meeting girls that are showing you stuff?
They're showing it, you know.
Good deal.
We played a rock gig last night.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted us to do a benefit, but I only do benefits for my own benefit.
Yeah.
So, we've just been having fun here and checking out the demotivational aspects of a thing called Ozark Skunk.
Mm. Bring us some back.
Yeah, well, hello, Federal. there's beautiful weather here. How's things in New York City?
Well, we had a few days of snow, a few days of rain, and now it's 60 degrees that we're stuck inside.
Things and are so you guys are the only ones listening to the show. Don't really like the Stooges, but it's really good for them.
I know. It's therapeutic.
It's good for everybody.
Yeah. It kept me alive through some bad years.
You know.
You know. Anyway, we got a vibe, or was that it?
It's just kind of a vibe. You know, it's just kind of a low-key vibe. I mean, I'm having so much fun that it's hard to get too angry about anything. So I don't really have anything to bitch about.
Uh-oh, are you going to make a happy record?
No, not that. Don't worry, no happy record.
Our Vibe Meister Roscoe, for those of you who don't know, is in Missouri recording a solo record with some of the Morels, also known as the Skeletons. Is Lou there? Do we have a joke from Lou?
Yeah, we got one coming up. The whole sample was here. He's already been here and gone.
How's Petey doing?
He was doing great. He was like, I had him playing like heavy rock, you know?
Uh-huh.
None of this singer-songwriter dude on a stool thing.
all men play on 10.
Yeah, he had him doing like his like Keith Polesapple does Keith Richards. It was really funny.
He's a ball rocker, although I'm not sure I can say that on the air.
Sure you can.
Sure you can.
You just did. Well, here, I'm going to sign off and I'll give you Lou for a joke.
Okay.
And we'll see you guys like next week.
Roscoe, we salute you.
Okay, well, here's Lou.
Hey, Hound.
Hey, Lou.
What's shaking?
You just see Sonny Bono on TV last night?
No, what was he on?
I missed it, too. He was on David Letterman with Cher.
Oh, shit. Hey, we taped it. Okay, we got it. I'm sorry. Did I swear on my
Yeah.
On local radio.
I have a little. Listen, I have a little button here. It sends 50,000 volts backwards through the phone. So next time you do it, you're getting zapped.
We got it on tape. We're gonna watch it here. We're gonna take a break here when we go out here to see the green guy.
Okay. Yeah. So we got a joke.
Oh yeah. You know what the snail said when I got on the turtle's back?
No, I don't.
Whee! Everything's relative, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Lou.
All right.
State of the Vibe Report, folks.
Yeah, 1 week from today. At the same time, the same station. Don't meet us there. Meet us there. We will be back with the Vibe Report.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Rob.
From the heart of the Ozarks to the large apple, we bid you a fond good day.
See you, Lou.
Bye.
Yeah, that was a good one. Lou Whitney, we salute you.
Yeah, Lou.
Anyway, I think it's time we go into that little thing known as... I like this new vibe music.
It's beautiful.
15-second loop. Mop, mop. We're going to go into the... we can do a blues hangover.
We can do that.
That means I can go to the bathroom.
You got it all stored on CD there, huh?
All on CD. This is from the Jimmy Reed CD. Wine proof.
Thank you. patient, and I'll tell you no, I don't want you no more. Girl, you know I love you, I can't stand to see you go.
Show her face. A hearty winning yells coming. First place, you know she's in the southern. Well, yeah, she is in the southern. She's in the southern. You should be in the southern too. You laughed at her about a week ago, but now she goes down like a door. Oh, yeah, boy, she got nothing but money. And all you got to do is to call her honey. You know she's in the southern. Well, yeah, she's in the southern. You know she's in the southern. You should be in the southern.
Another thing the girls don't have to do. She worry about no money when her painting due. You know she's into something. Well, yeah, she's into something. You know she's into something. You should be into something.
Let's go. Hey, Cal Jones. Now, why in the world have you been gonna find your soul? I've been here all the afternoon trying to get something to eat. You downtown now, drinking wine and feeling fine. When I come over waking all I heard, get told me that you sold my wife downtown now. Hang around them tail gardens, drinking wine and feeling much fine. They don't usually stand up there looking like me 3 days in the wind, cause I think one of these long tears will knock you on your knees. Anyway, we all gotta go to jail, cause I don't care, cause I'm tired of messing with you. You know, when I first met you, babe, I told you that I would do everything I could for you. Buy you fine clothes, a big automobile. Now look what you're doing, riding around here with these cats and these long gray pants and long toed shoes. I'm telling me, Bob, you're gonna have plenty of money. Now you know that ain't gonna ever work with the D-Bob boy, cause I'm gonna let you go. Yes, I'm gonna let you go. You ain't no good no more. You got plenty of money, your clothes all sticking out there. Your hair all nappy down, your clothes all torn. How in the world you been? I'm working hard every day. You eating up all my meat, won't get up and cook me nothing to eat. I'm digging and slaving and cutting up that concrete. I'm just about got cold feet. I'm about to let that woman go. Ain't around these steel guards and these garbage cans. Now look, I'm gonna talk about you now. Is I told you what I'm. Yes, I told you right up. Yes, I told you right up. I got to let you go. Now look at a boy here, all nappy there, and a tune all singing out there. He ain't had a half fixed in about 7 years, boy. Hang around these garbage cans and everything. I might have got cold feet. I'm about to let that woman go. Yes, I don't love you no more.
What do you mean there is no echo? This is the Hound. This
Tape
is
on spool.
WFMU East
FMU,
Orange.
FMU. Orange. Orange.
You be the echo.
Echo. Echo.
Thank you.
It's like going to see the Maharishi. He should be.
Yeah. Anyways, that's our Blues Hangover segment for those of you barfing. Frankie Lee Sims with She Likes to Boogie Real Low. Best way to boogie. Joe Hill Lewis, Gotta Let You Go. The Mudster with She Into Something. Bo Diddley playing a little fiddle there on The Clock Strikes 12. And Jimmy Reed with She Don't Want Me No More. This is an odd theme for a blues song. Oh my God, the echo's back.
Yeah, it is Bovember, folks.
It is Bovember. Keep, what do you think of this Bo Diddley Ron Wood tour?
Well, you know, it's a friend of mine was going to have Bo do a personal appearance at his guitar show in town, okay? Thought that would be a good idea, keep all the collectors happy and stuff like that. You know, always wanted to meet the man, worshipped him from afar, as we all have. It's all set, it's all, you know, he's talking directly to Bo, it's all set, everything's cool with Bo, and then Ron Wood apparently gets in touch with Bo and decides to tour with him. So the next thing he knows, this friend of mine has to deal with Ron Wood's, like, supremo, like, you know, heavy-duty, you know, L.A. Hebrew management firm, and Bo's price is tripled, you know, just for the personal appearance.
Jeez.
So there you go. Thank you, Ron, for making the last Mojo Guitar Show conspicuous by Bo's absence.
Well, my comment about Ron Wood would have to be nice hair.
Yeah, definitely. Give me back that wig.
Well, if they couldn't get Bo, there's one other obvious choice for your buddy's guitar show.
Well, it's too late.
For the Linkster.
Yeah, well, you got to fly him over from Amsterdam.
Is that where Link makes his Adobe these days?
That is where he hangs his hat.
It's probably where I'd be if I wasn't stuck here.
Hey, married to some
wide open town.
You remember when he played here a couple years ago? That was just because he had to go to his cousin's funeral. That's the only reason he came back.
Well, we do have a little some Link Ray stuff here queued up. And this one, one of the better song titles of the history of recorded music would have to be Link Ray doing Genocide. We'll be right back.
This is a hit!
Every time I hug my baby, this is all I can say. My tongue got twisted, say,
Hey, boy, where you going? I saw you going down the street the other night. I wasn't going to where I'd been while I was going. You know, I sure would like to latch on some of that good boogie woogie tonight. You mean some of that fat boogie? That's what I mean. Well, that's what I mean. Well, if you want to hear some boogie, then I know the place. It's just no piano and a knockout bass. The drummer man's got it on 8 feet back. Now, you remember me talking on baby daddy slack. Man, it's better than chicken fried bacon grease. Come on with me, boys, just down the road a piece. Well, I walk on down the road a piece. Keep going, man, I'm right behind you.
Pretender Maybelline, her name for me. I got to meet Mama Blue. Well, I'm cracking up, baby. I want to play house with you. That candle, ain't that a shame? She's a great pretender, Maybelline, her name for me. I got to meet Mama Blue. Well, I'm cracking up, baby. I wanna play house with you. Hon, I hear you knocking. Come right on in. It's only me and I'm in love again. We're gonna bar a bat and ball. Gonna flip-flop and fly. We're gonna dance with Tutti Frutti at Smokey Joe's Cafe tonight.
Honey in the holy. Yeah. I'll drive you to Newark.
All the steps of a double quick. Nothing like a flip and flop. Granny tops them at the hop. Of course the story isn't so. Granny fell asleep, you know. And the boldest scream is cockeyed. It made Granny satisfied. Drops them at the hop. On the floor there's not a girl. Might be granny's whirl and whirl. Never wants the beat to stop. Granny drops them at the hop. Bouncy as a pogo stick. All the steps are double quick.
Yeah, Handy, a little sudden ending there. Let's get a little let's get a little native drum there. I think I'm ready. Okay, this is WFMU East Orange. This is the Hound. Not a whole lot else. Jimmy Boyd. This isn't even in order. We hear that last thing from the bottom of the deck. Bob Grady, Granny tops him at the hop. Weird Baby Doll with Hammy and the Holy. Jimmy Boyd with Crazy Mixed Up Blues. Amos Milburn, Down the Road a Piece. Chuck Wiley with I Love You So Much. Roscoe Gordon with You Figure It Out. We open up with Link Wray and Genocide. Anyways. Come on, we gotta entertain people here. Let's say something funny, somebody.
Hot damn tamale.
Hot damn tamale.
Yeah, let's play this next one for Mr. Seagrams.
What did the snail say when he got on top of the turtle? Right.
Thank you, Lou.
Anyways, I do have something to announce. Tonight at the Lone Star Cafe, 5th Avenue and 13th Street, is the Crickets.
Which Crickets is that?
The Crickets that used to be with Buddy Holly.
Really?
Sonny Curtis is in the band now, so...
The guy that wrote the Mary Tyler Moore theme, I believe.
Yeah, and I Fought the Law.
Oh, yeah?
And, he wrote a lot of songs.
I didn't realize.
Rave On.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's been probably better than watching Saturday Night Live or something like
that. Hey, my brother worked as an assistant camera on the film portion of tonight's Saturday Night Live.
Well, in that case...
So, gang, let's all get out there and support the scene.
Which brother?
My older brother.
Oh.
Now, the other one, I think, works for the Grateful Dead.
Not the
sure.
Little gangster brother.
No, not the businessman.
Okay. Anyways, little change of pace here. We're going to go into the themes of... found inherent in country music like, insanity, Armageddon, death, inbreeding, all the good things. Start out with the king of all those things, and not to mention a good hairdo, Porter Wagoner.
In a building tall, with a stone wall around, there's a rubber room. When a man sees things and hears sounds, it's not there he's headed for.
the rubber room. Illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room, where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room. From his blurry vision of doom, a cycle in the rubber room. The man in the room right next to mine screams a woman's name, hits the wall in vain. He's in the rubber room. I hear footsteps pounding on the floor. God, I hope they don't stop at my door. I'm in the rubber room. Now they've come to get me, but they find I'm a-screaming pretty words, trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber room. A psycho. I'm in the rubber room. The rubber room.
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, Mama, at a dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, Mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, Mama, better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, Mama. I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, Mama. But let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, Mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let him lock me up. You know the little girl next door, Mama. I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind walked away.
You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Mama, mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, mama. Mama, why don't you get up?
I'm killing myself, 'cause never ever this bad have I felt. Life's a bad hand of cards I've been dealt, so I'm killing myself. You know when you walked out the other night, well, all I could do was cry. But now I've had a chance to really miss you. I don't care if I die. But how does a guy end it all when living seems worse than death? And he searches his heart for reasons to live, but there's no reasons left. I'm killing myself, 'cause never ever this bad have I felt. Life's a bad hand of cards I've been dealt, so I'm killing myself. I could take an overdose of sleeping pills, or put a gun to my head. Maybe leave the gas on in my room, and they'd find me tomorrow dead. Or I could drive down Suicide Mountain and forget to put on the brakes. Ah, but that's the easy way out. Besides, I ain't got what it takes. No, I'm gonna kill myself just thinking about you. That's a surefire way to go. I'd like to get it over in a hurry, but I'm afraid it's gonna be slow. My heart almost stops now when I see you. It feels like it's gonna melt. And I know, dear, that by living without you, I'm surely killing myself. I'm killing myself, 'cause never ever this bad have I felt. Life's a bad hand of cards I've been dealt, so I'm killing myself.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
Gathered to weep, can you face them and say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death when the angel of death comes down after you? Can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah. Down here, with a little of that, you know, cheering up music. Sun's going down, it sounds like. Gotta do something about old Bruce's rheumatiz.
Gotta get some oil on that thing.
Yeah.
With the old sorry ass himself, Hank Williams, and Angel of Death, we heard Leroy Pullen with I'm Killing Myself, the Leuven Brothers with Knoxville Girl, Eddie Nowak with Psycho, and we opened up with Porter Wagner and The Rubber Room. Wait a second, it goes like this. The Rubber Room. His echo sounded better than mine, though.
Yeah, no, he had the good kind.
Mmm. Anyways.
Ooh. We're gonna have fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Baby. The guy over here looks just like Thurston Howell III.
Well.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne, my dear.
I mean, we gotta kill time somehow.
That's true.
And what a better way to do it.
So my buddy Chris at the guitar store is he's talking about Gumby. You know, we were talking about David and Goliath. It was the same guy that did both. This fella, Art Clokey.
Like it?
And Chris said he saw Art Clokey on the TV. And Art said, they asked him naturally, what have you been doing the last few years? You know, how do you feel about Eddie Murphy repopularizing Gumby? And he's like, well, it's great. It's allowing him to finance his private projects. What he's been doing for the last few years, apparently, is he worships some weird Indian mystic.
I like it.
Or studies under some Indian mystic who has identified this special secret god. And on every Gumby product that you people buy out there for your kids or whatever, it's got the name of this weird Eastern god, like in an anagram, written on the Gumby. If you all go to your desks now, pull out your Gumbies and have a look on the side. The company name on the side is like this.
You want
this deity.
More?
That was no mystic. That's Dennis. It says Denois on the side of a Gumby.
Well, maybe it's the character that Art Clokey is worshiping. Maybe that's what
right.
Dennis appeared to.
That's our boy Den.
Yeah. Christ-like in his beauty.
Anyway, the holidays are coming back up, folks, and I hate the holidays. But there's a good gobble-gobble joke somewhere in the turkey thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, they all hit the highways.
Right. Anyway, it's time for that gobble-gobble thing.
The turkey hop.
Boy, when you start,
you don't want to stop.
If you want to be slick,
you will grab a chick.
Then do the turkey hop
and never stop.
You want the blue, you like the blue.
Turkey hop.
Hold out your chest, pull in your neck,
and your knees will do the rest.
Let's do the turkey hop.
The turkey hop. Never stop.
Everybody listen to little gal, you're a pug-nosed cutie, sweet as Charlotte Russe. You got big blue eyes, so I ask you why, have you dyed your hair chartreuse? Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, just wait till right and tell your ma
that you dyed your hair chartreuse.
Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, just wait till I write and tell your ma
that you dyed your hair chartreuse.
In the days of old, when the nights were bolder and the girls were true of blue, just think what Pa would have said to Ma had she dyed her hair chartreuse. Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, you went too far in that beauty booth
when you dyed your hair chartreuse.
You know I know that your hair was black when we lived on Chestnut Street. When you wore pigtails and ginger ale was your most favorite treat. You're a big girl now, so you think it's cuter being fast and fancy loose. But you went too far in that beauty booth when you dyed your hair chartreuse. Chartreuse,
chartreuse,
chartreuse. Though you think it's mighty cute, just wait till I write and tell your ma
that you dyed your hair chartreuse.
Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, but just wait till I write and tell your ma you didn't like black, you didn't like red, you hated blondes. Well, it's no use, you got mad and dyed your hair. Chartreuse.
All the time.
Wait a second, let me try this again. Cart deck, start. Yep, so much for that. How about a little Cannibal Drums? Anyway, this is Hound. That's Night Train with the Words, which you don't hear too often.
No way.
Wynonie Harris, we're Gate Mouth Brown, where She Walks Right In. The Midnighters with Switchy Witchy Twitchy. Took me a long time to get the repeating skip out of the guitar solo by way of edit. You know, sitting at home with my little cassette deck there. Louis Jordan with Chartreuse. We're going to send that out to all you girls with new wave hairdos. The Castle Tones at the Hot Dog Stand. And we opened up with Johnny Otis and the Robins doing that Turkey Hop Part 2, Gobble, Gobble, Gobble. Anyways, I missed the Sonny Bono and Sonny and Cher thing on Letterman last night. know, the only, probably the only good, Nick came running in. He saw it. So we're going to let these gentlemen tell you.
Here's Nick to tell you all about it, folks.
A truly wondrous occasion. And in the words of Cher, a coup. Letterman pulled off a coup. They had no idea they were going to be singing together, although I'm sure they had a clue.
Would you take a moment to describe Cher's outfit for us, like he did in the car on the way over here?
Cher was wearing.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Wait a second. You're talking about coups and clues and yelling in the microphone there. Simmer down.
Okay.
Do you have to make a phone call or something? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Nitro Nick, our road manager, a ball of energy.
That's right.
Okay. They pulled a clue or a coup or a. I just want to know what she was wearing.
She was wearing a see-through jumpsuit, which basically looked nude. It was shocking behavior for network television. Definitely out of the ordinary.
I guess she's going to wear that one to the Oscars next year.
Let's hope so.
What was Sonny wearing?
Sonny was wearing something that he proudly... The first thing he told everyone was that he was... He had just gone and purchased what he was wearing. He was going to wear dungarees, and his wife told him no, so they went across the street and bought this goofy sort of turquoise outfit.
Wait, they went across the street to the Exxon building?
Pleasant slacks. And one thing I noticed about Sonny is he had his hands in his pockets most of the time. I don't know. I think
he's gotten to share in a long time. I guess he wanted to savor the moment.
He was definitely savoring the moment, believe me. And they actually sounded good. I Got You, Babe was you know, they were harmonized.
I don't mean to be coarse, gentlemen, but could any of us really go anywhere that Greg Allman has been? Not me.
Well, and there were references to David Letterman as well, I'm afraid, in that department.
Gee.
What, having dated Greg Allman?
Yeah. Yeah, Sonny accused him of dating Greg.
Dave and Greg?
That must be awkward.
Jeez. Anyways. Folks. Wait a second.
Thanks, Nick.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah. We're going to go back in a little more. It's whose birthday was it? Chris Dreja's. Yardbird number X, the one nobody remembers. So we're going to send this one out to Chris Dreja. Anybody knows where he is? Keep it to yourself. I can't get these things right all the time.
said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. They said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you treat me dirty, baby, I'm gonna treat you dirty too. If you love the life you live and you ain't satisfied, if you love the life you live and you're satisfied, may it be fast or slow, live it till you die.
Jungle.
Yeah.
Hell, dear. We're taking it a little slow, trying to kill those last few minutes. That was Bobby Davis with I Was Wrong, Piano Red with Wildfire, the Savoys with Yakka Boom Boom, Pee Wee Creighton with Do Unto Others, and Bo Diddley with Here Tis. Anyway, I'd like to thank Il Bruce, our color commentator, Nick, Nitro Nick, the road manager, very excited today that we played what he thinks is folk music somewhere along the way. And we'll be back next week. Same old garbage. Until then, Laurie S. is up at 6.
Well, I was born out of bed, hit in the head. Saw three flashes of atomic red. Spun around town, shot in the ground. Swirling, swirling down faster than sound. It was a 50-mil atomic. It was a 50-mil atomic. It was a 50-mil atomic. Hydrogen, like a raid in atomic bomb. Well, a rocket passed me, I climbed up a tree. Just then some got hold of me in the tree. He shot on off, straight and fifth. 6,000 miles away from here, it was a 50-mil atomic. It was a 50-mil atomic. It was a 50-mil atomic. Hydrogen. Like a great in atomic bomb. Well, I stepped from out of the rocket ship. Three spacemen dived in and gave me a flip. I ran over to the edge of the moon. The ground gave way, I fell into a deep lagoon. It was a 50-mil atomic. It was a 50-mil atomic. It was a 50-mil atomic. Hydrogen, like the raid in atomic bomb. Well, I landed at the bottom of a deep dark crater. Face to face with a space alligator. Now look at me, I can hardly see. There's a motherfucker floated and it swallowed me. It was a 50-mil atomic. It was a 50-mil atomic. It was a 50-mil atomic. Hydrogen, like a radium atomic bomb.
Thank you.